We've all seen the statistics. All the polls show it. People are leaving the Catholic Church, especially the youth. In the United States, 4 out of every 5 cradle Catholics who were brought up in the Novus Ordo leave the faith by age 23. The percentage of Americans who self-identify as Catholics with a 70-year average of 25% is currently 22 or 23%. Of those people, less than half attend Mass at all. Of that, half attend only Christmas and Easter. The number of people who identify as Catholic who actually attend Mass regularly is somewhere around 15 to 20%. Prior to the Second Vatican Council, regular Mass attendance among Catholics was over 70%. And of course, we all know that the fastest growing religious denomination is ex-Catholic. So what happened? The Church Protestantized the liturgy and watered down the faith, making Catholics easy pickings for evangelicals to siphon away. In South America, the number of people who identify as Catholic went from 70% in 2010 to 57% in 2020, while the evangelicals grew from 3% in 2000 to 22% in 2020. And let's face it, before the Second Vatican Council, the percentage of people in South America who were Catholic was, well, all of them. By the way, do not give money to Protestant missions. They're not so much going there to feed the poor like Catholic missions do. They're going there to bring Catholics out of the Catholic Church and into their church. That's why they are always going to South America, the Philippines, Poland, countries with a high Catholic population. Now, we are tempted to comfort ourselves with the fact that the Catholic Church grew overall from 1.25 billion to 1.37 billion from 2013 to 2021. Now, I don't know if I trust this statistic or not. It comes from the Vatican, and it seems a little too aren't things great under Francis. But the Catholic Church is still the largest religious organization in the world, and the church is growing in Africa. So while this statistic is great news, keep in mind that it does not take into account those who have left the faith. The statistic counts baptisms and confirmations, but the Catholic Church doesn't strike your name from the rolls if you leave the faith. And that's okay, because you can't really leave Catholicism once you're in. You can become a heretic or an apostate, but you can't undo the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. So this statistic does not reflect a very real problem in the church. And make no mistake, the hierarchy knows this problem exists. And what is their solution to the problem? Why, more of the changes that caused the problem in the first place. You see, the answer to the problems caused by modernism is always more modernism to the modernists. We just haven't gone far enough, you see. But why did all these changes after the Second Vatican Council cause people to leave the church in the first place, or at least not take the Catholic Church seriously? Because while these changes were designed to make converting to Catholicism easier for Protestants and the church more accessible to the world, the message it sent to subsequent generations is Protestantism is better and the world is okay. The liturgy was heavily Protestantized. They even brought in Protestant ministers to help write the new liturgy. And while having the Mass in the common language might sound like a good idea, they stripped the Mass of its Catholic character. It's not that they took the Mass and translated it as is. They radically changed it and made it more Protestant. Basically, unless it was nailed down, necessary for validity, and even then, it had to go. Also, this Mass was designed for baby boomers, people who were young adults in the late 60s and 1970s, but subsequent generations don't connect with it. Because unlike Protestants who know you have to continually reinvent yourself, the Catholic Church just can't seem to get with it, even when it tries. I mean, if you're going to dispense with a liturgy that doesn't need reform and keep up with the times, we should long have passed heavy metal masses and should be at hip-hop masses by now. But does anyone really want Father DJ? And this is kind of my point. A priest hosting a dance party grooving secular tunes is cringy. Trying to blend elements of Catholicism with other faiths and the secular world is like your dad or mom constantly saying the latest catchphrase in front of your friends, trying to look cool. It's just wrong and everyone can see it but them. For instance, Gregorian chants are beautiful in Latin, but in English, it just doesn't sound right. Let's talk about RCIA. Now, I'm a convert, and my RCIA class was actually pretty good. It was taught by the parish priest, who was conservative. And he gave us the authentic Catholic teaching. Not to say there was no modernism. For example, he gave the whole "we confess our sins to the priest because he represents the community" nonsense. But other than that, looking back, it was pretty solid. However, I've since gone through it with my father and my son-in-law, and in these cases, not to mention the four times I've gone through First Communion with my children and grandchildren, it's always some Susan from the parish office presenting her personal ideology as Catholic teaching. Case in point, my son's friend wants to convert to Catholicism. I tried to steer him away from RCIA and to go through the SSPX, but he didn't want to. He was leery of the SSPX and wanted to go through the RCIA in the mainstream church, and I agreed to sponsor him. After a couple of weeks of get-to-know-each-other sessions with cookies and beverages, all taking turns giving personal testimonials while the RCIA group repeatedly asked if they were being coerced to convert, assuring them that it was okay if they did not become Catholic, they finally got down to the nitty-gritty. The head RCIA person said this, and I'm paraphrasing, "Vatican II changed the church teaching. We don't believe those things anymore. The Council of Trent was reactionary and no longer applies. You do not have to be Catholic to be saved. In fact, most people are saved, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, whatever, because we are born saved. Yes, you can reject that salvation, but how often does that happen?" One woman asked, "Well, if we're already saved, why do we have to do this?" Meaning become Catholic. And the person answered by quoting Vatican II, "Anyone knowing the Catholic Church was established necessary by Christ would refuse to enter or remain could not be saved," which is good. I'm not saying everything that was said was off the wall, but it also completely undermined what they had been saying before, which was evident by all the confused looks on the faces of the converts. When someone asked about purgatory, the person said, "That's one of those old ideas, and we don't even know if it exists." Now, this friend of my son spent a year studying Catholicism before he decided to become Catholic, so he knew what was being said was all wrong. I didn't have to tell him. That was a few weeks ago, and we haven't been back. He's currently looking into another parish to go through RCIA because he wants real Catholicism, not the spirit of Vatican II Catholicism. Let's talk about Steubenville. Have you ever been to Steubenville? It's a Catholic youth conference, not that you would know that by the title. But first of all, what teenager wants to go to a youth conference called Steubenville? At least the Protestants know you have to call it Living Water Encounter with the Divine or something like that. You got to give it a catchy name. Well, I've been to three with my children, and the reality is it is a great experience, and that's the problem, because it's a very Protestant, evangelical, almost Pentecostal experience. They have evangelical Christian music, not the mass folk rock songs that only Catholics from 1970 onward have ever heard. Oh no, they're not singing On Eagle's Wings here. It's How Great Is Our God, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. They have charismatic speakers who get them all fired up for Jesus, and then time to settle down and go to boring Novus Ordo Mass. It just doesn't fit. They even did an altar call at the end of one of the conferences I went to. The priest said, "Anyone who hasn't been baptized and wants to be, come up front." And when everyone got up there expecting to be baptized, the priest nervously said, "Well, I hope you get to someday, but we can't do it here." Catholicism and Protestantism just don't mix. Now, I will give Steubenville its due. They heavily encourage confession, but they don't really say why. They don't tell them that some sins can only be forgiven through the sacrament of confession and other churches don't have it. And they promote the real presence. The Eucharistic adoration event at Steubenville is profound, but they will never get that experience any other time they go to adoration. And they will not get the Steubenville experience outside of the 4 years they can go anywhere except an evangelical Protestant church. Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm not saying it's done on purpose, but Steubenville teaches Catholic youth that the authentic Christian experience is the evangelical Christian experience. How about NCYC? National Catholic Youth Conference. I've gone to two with my daughter. Both times they had evangelical Christian music artists do concerts, and one of them was Toby Mac, who basically said, "I don't know about this, y'all are Catholic, this is weird." But he did do a great show. And again, no On Eagle's Wings. The part of the conference that they did do the Novus Ordo songs paled in comparison. And at the end of the conference, they brought a statue of Our Lady of Fatima for us to venerate, or stare at. It was awkward. Again, it just doesn't fit. And there's just too much hat tipping to the evangelicals. Trust me, they're not tipping back. When the Catholic Church tries to be Protestant, it comes across like a poser, because that's what it is. And nobody likes a poser, especially when you can have the real deal. Protestants are much better at being Protestants than Catholics. Yet nothing can compete with authentic Catholicism. The Latin Mass was developed over centuries and has remained relatively unchanged since the 6th century. The Novus Ordo was concocted by a Freemason over a few short years, and some of it was written on cocktail napkins. Remember when I said 3 out of 4 cradle Catholics raised in the Novus Ordo leave the faith by age 23? Well, I'm getting this from the SSPX. And that priest also said with people raised in the SSPX, it's more like 1 in 5 or 1 in 10. Not hard statistics, but I have no reason to doubt them. And before people accuse me of stumping for the SSPX, let me just say that for the last several weeks, I've been going to the diocesan Latin Mass because they moved it into my town and closer to my house than the SSPX chapel is, and it's at 8:30 in the morning. So it's more convenient for me, which was the only reason I started going to the SSPX chapel. And although I had concerns about this current priest with the diocesan Latin Mass in the beginning, again, not his fault, it was never anything against him as a priest or a person in general, he does the Latin Mass flawlessly and beautifully now, as good as any SSPX priest, and that's saying something. The SSPX priests are very good at what they do. And the diocesan Mass is always high Mass, which I like. The SSPX tend to do low Mass unless it's a major feast day or they have benediction. All this is not to say that I've changed my mind about the SSPX. I haven't. I have no problem going there and plan to continue going there when it suits me. Holy days of obligation and first Saturdays, for instance. And if and when the diocesan Latin Mass goes away, I will be going to the SSPX full time. Now, I'm not saying nobody likes the spirit of Vatican II Novus Ordo. There are people who have been raised in it or converted to it who like it. Even some young people. It's not just ex-hippies. If 4 out of 5 20-somethings leave, that means 1 stayed. The problem is the teaching is heretical and the Mass is liturgically abusive and irreverent. My point is people don't leave the Latin Mass and authentic Catholic teaching for Protestantism slash other or no religion like they do the Novus Ordo. And the only way out of this crisis is to return to the Latin Mass and return to authentic Catholicism. The statistics before Vatican II and after should lay that debate to rest. Not to mention the only thing attracting the youth to Catholicism is the Latin Mass, which makes you wonder why they want to get rid of it. To illustrate this, I challenge anyone to go to the Latin Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, and if that means the SSPX, that's what it means, for 2 straight months, preferably a high Mass. And if you're getting the standard lukewarm, nothing homilies that you would get from the Novus Ordo, then go to Sensus Fidelium on YouTube and listen to some authentic traditional Catholic homilies. Then try to go to the Novus Ordo Mass. I guarantee you will see the Latin Mass and authentic Catholicism as superior, and you won't want to leave it. And Protestantism in every form will just seem silly to you. At least that's my experience. Until my next video, God bless.